Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. It's fun because we've had 11 consecutive months of growth. It's fun because I just had an opportunity to spend the weekend with our owners, David Sandoval and Amy Venner, as well as 20 of our Diamond Club members, and we had a fantastic time. We were over at the Maya Doubletree Hotel in Long Beach, beautiful little spot. Went over to the Queen Mary for a bit, toured the corporate office, did some training with David Sandoval, did some yoga with David Sandoval, and all of our Diamond Club members had the swag to prove they were there, part of the first Diamond Club. We had jackets and business cards and Diamond Club letterhead and gift bags and all sorts of goodies up and down and throughout the weekend. And, boy, it was just a lot of fun and great to meet the team and see the culture that we're starting to build with such high-quality people. So a real, real pleasure and joy, and thanks, everybody. I heard lots of you that were at the meeting on the line here tonight. So tonight's call is about making 2014 your breakout year. And first of all, I'm going to tell you there's not a question that 2014 is going to be the company's breakout year. You know, traditionally, we grow 50% from December to January. So when we go from December to January, typically our business grows 50%, and we've never had a year like 2013 where we've had 11 consecutive months of sales growth and enrollment growth. So we've never had the type of momentum we've had before. So you can imagine what kind of January we're expecting. So our manufacturing facility is quickly building out lots and lots and lots of transformation cleanses and lots and lots and lots of member kits and lots of everything to make sure that we're ready for January, and we're hoping that we have the exact same type of growth in percentages, but now that the numbers are five times as big, the sales growth and the checks and everything will be even more so. And not only that, but we've got some other things that are happening to our advantage to make 2014 even bigger than 2013, which is we've been operating under the radar. So not lots of people have known about Purium and being part of this inner circle, you know, early adapter group. You had a huge advantage because as we go into 2014, everyone's going to know about Purium, and that's going to be a huge benefit to you. In addition, we've got lots of trends that are working to our advantage. There was just a study that came out. We promoted in the email blast today, which is that, believe it or not, your microbiome, your stomach, can change for the better in just 4 days from eating better food. In just 4 days, your stomach can change for the better. So it's almost as though if you were using the analogy of smoking, it's almost as though if you were smoking and then suddenly stopped smoking, your lungs could get better in 4 days. And so you can see that what David Sandoval has been saying with our 10-day transformation program, not only providing short-term benefits, but literally setting you up for long-term success is absolutely true. So when you've got a 10-day cleanse and your gut microbiome changes for the better, we now have scientific proof that shows that you're set up for long-term success. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as all of the different trends around processed foods and organic foods and non-GMO foods and things that are happening out in the marketplace that is going to make our company a roaring river moving forward. What I mean by that is that it's much easier to go with the flow. It's much easier to have success when you put your boat into a roaring river. And so 2013 was a fantastic, you know, fast-moving stream, and we're about to be a roaring river in 2014. Now, here's the thing. It does not guarantee your success. So that's why we're calling tonight's call Make 2014 your breakout year. We know it's going to be Purium's breakout year. How do you make it your breakout year? Because even though we've got this roaring river, if you sit on the side, if you don't jump into the river, you could make $0.00 next year. So that's why you're on the call tonight, I know, because you want to make 2014 your breakout year. You want to be at the next Diamond Club, and you want to be involved in some of the other big events that are going on here for Purium as we go through 2014. So lots of great stuff going on, and we're going to talk about creating a game plan, the why and the how of building a big business in Purium in 2014. One of the things that's going to be helpful is to start your year out fast, and we've got our first annual transformation experience cleanse starting on the 6th. So we recommend that you get your transformation cleanse, that you start inviting other people, that you have healthy happy hours, so that you can do it either as a supportive group of friends and family or as a challenge, depending on your personality. So, you know, I've got lots of people in my life that if I was doing a transformation with them, I would want to do it as a supportive group. I've got other people in my life that I would want to do it as a challenge. And so no matter how you choose to do the transformation, no matter how many times you've done it in the past or haven't, I really recommend that you not only draw a line in the sand for yourself, but you go public right now by saying, I'm doing a transformation in January. I would love for you to join me and be part of my support team, or I'm doing a transformation in January. I'd love for you to join me on this challenge. Let's see who can lose the most weight. Or I'd love to you to join me on this transformation. Let's collectively try to lose 200 pounds or 400 pounds or 600 pounds or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. So, you know, January is the time that people make resolutions. The number one resolution is weight loss and cleansing. And then number two is making money. So this is the perfect time to be talking to people about Purium going into the new year. You want to be top of mind and first in line. And so we're going to have some fantastic support calls in the 1st of January, really starting January 6th. So you want to start your year off that way. The other thing is we've got our next manufacturing tour was just announced, and it's going to be Wednesday, January 15th at 9:30 a.m. in Long Beach. Who do you know in Southern California? Start talking to them now, because not only might they want to be there, but they might want to invite some friends. Or maybe they'll enroll right now, and they'll invite some friends who will enroll right now, so you can create some momentum for Southern California going into the new year. It's a perfect excuse to get on Facebook, to email, to say hello to some people and start to network around what's happening with this company and these products. So we're putting some events in place, and next year we're going to have an event schedule that's going to be pushed further out, so you'll have a more of a view of what's coming up in the future, and we're going to have more events, including monthly manufacturing tours, so that if you are building in Southern California, huge, huge advantage. So good stuff going on. We're going to support you. That roaring river is going to be, you know, roaring even faster into 2014, and we want you to jump in with both feet. Now, really, the new year is going to be starting on Friday. And why I say that is that on our Thursday night call, so normally we do a business opportunity presentation on Thursday nights, but this Thursday we're going to do a special call in which we're going to be rolling out a variety of upgrades which will be implemented starting on Friday. And those upgrades include an upgraded and automated gift card marketing system. You've heard a little bit about that. We're going to get into a bit more depth. That's going to be tied to an upgraded online enrollment system. And that upgraded online enrollment system is going to be working better on iPads and Macs. It's going to be far more graphic. We're going to be describing that on Thursday night. And then we're going to be featuring a new upgraded member kit and new platinum packs with even more value. So things keep getting better and easier and faster. The river's roaring faster and louder. And then we're going to even upgrade our transformation cleanse. We're going to make a small but important adjustment in the products there. We have a new transformation experience brochure that's absolutely dynamite. And the reason we call it the transformation experience is that we're going to be extending the 10-day transformation pack and the 10-day transformation cleanse, and we're going to be adding these new continuation packs, giving people a very simple and specific game plan as to how they can take their 10-day transformation and go another 20 days, one day on, one day off, with these continuation packs, and maybe lose as much weight in the next 20 days as they lost in the first 20 days, or the first 10 days. So let me say that again. People can lose as much weight in the next 20 days as they lost in the first 10 days, and that program will ease people into a lifestyle, and that lifestyle is going to be shared not only in the transformation experience brochure, but we're creating a new transformation support guide as well that's more inclusive end-to-end from preparation from the 10-day transformation to doing the 10-day transformation to continuing on the next 20 days with the continuation program of one day on, one day off, and then into the Lifestyle Plus Packs and some recommendations that David Sandoval makes. So this company and this program is getting simpler end-to-end, and it will make it easier for you to enroll new people either as members who are interested in buying product on a regular basis or members who are interested in building business. No matter what they're trying to accomplish, we're going to have a better, faster, simpler way for them to get started. So good stuff happening. That's just a sneak preview of what we're going to be discussing on Thursday. You need to be on Thursday's call. It's probably the biggest call of the year that we've ever done. Now, it's going to be a big call tonight, not only for the information that we have, but also for one person in particular who is the winner of our Transformation Challenge in November. So we're doing a monthly Transformation Challenge, program. One person every month is randomly selected based upon at least losing 5 pounds, at least losing 3 inches, and completing all of the information on transformationenrollment.com, including showing his or her photos before and after. So it's a very easy, low bar as far as what you need to accomplish. It's a very simple online process, and even the call center can help you if you're not sure about how to complete the forms or upload your photos. So we want you to be involved and to have a chance to win. So it's not just the person who loses the most weight that's going to win. You know, because that's unfair for people who have smaller health and wellness goals over the 10 days or a smaller amount of weight to lose. So this is a transformation program that's very personal, and we want you to have a fantastic transformation and all the people you bring to the company to have great transformations and have an opportunity to go to David Sandoval's retreat. So he opens up his home. He's got a 14-room bed and breakfast retreat in a beautiful spot he calls the Native Springs Oasis, and he treats people to an amazing four-day, three-night, all expenses paid, including travel for up to 2 people weekend. So it's a true detox of vacation. It's a true wellness retreat, and you're going to have lots of fun, a little bit of relaxation, meet some new people, and it's all for free. And one person gets to go, and I'm going to announce the winner right now. And today's winner is a man, comes from California, and he lost 13 pounds and 5 inches. He comes from San Diego, and his name is Arthur Schwartz. So, Arthur, I thought I heard you on the line here. You might want to hit unmute, but want to congratulate you on being our winner of the Transformation Challenge for November. Are you on the line, Arthur?
Hey,
Arthur.
I'm on the line. I'm kind of overwhelmed with joy to hear that. I'm in my car here in Southern California traffic with tears in my eyes.
Oh, nice. Well, I guess that traffic's just gotten a little bit easier to handle right now, huh?
Yeah, it's the best holiday gift I could ever imagine, and I'm so thankful that for however you guys do your point system, that you've acknowledged me for that. It's just awesome.
Right. Well, fantastic. Why don't you tell everyone if it's safe? I know you're driving in traffic there, but if it's safe,
sure.
Why don't you share with everybody a little bit about your transformation experience, what you were expecting and what happened and how it went, because everyone's transformation is different.
Well, you know, for me, I used to be a marathon runner, and back in 2010, I was diagnosed with severe hip arthritis in both hips. And so I had 2 surgeries 5 months apart. I have metal in both sides of me now, and they're called resurfaced hips. And although I don't run anymore, I cycle and I'm very active. But what happens is when you're used to being really active in one way, all of a sudden, you know, it's very easy to put a pound on here or there. So, you know, bottom line is I got up to as high as 97 pounds at one time, and for me, my best marathon days, I was at 165. So, you know, that extra 20 to 30 pounds, you know, over the years, you don't notice because it doesn't happen overnight. It's very subtle. And I looked at an old marathon picture from the New York Marathon in 1987, and I just said to myself that I can get back to close to that weight without marathons, but, you know, just mindful eating and you know, doing the cleanse. So that's when I kind of jumped in and did the cleanse, and I think the most exciting thing for me was the results were great. I felt great, but I just was with my orthopedic surgeon because I get an MRI every 3 to 6 months because they monitor a cyst that I have. And that was a result of the metal in me on one side of my body. And I just got a clean bill of goods last week because my chromium and cobalt levels have dropped so much that I'm out of the red zone and the cyst hasn't grown anymore. And he's attributed to the weight loss and the cleanse. He basically said, whatever you're doing, your levels are, they're okay now. And just having less weight on those joints has made me feel probably 15 years younger. So
nice.
The gift is twofold for me. It's the acknowledgement, which I'm overwhelmed with joy about, but it's getting my mojo back, if you know what I mean. The ability to go out and do certain things because I have a less weight in me now. So I'm just really, thank you so much.
Well, congratulations, and, you know, appreciate that you, not only was this a weight loss, but actually a health benefit, and I'm really glad to hear that. So congratulations.
And I don't mind telling you, tomorrow I'm picking up 255x7 postcards with my before and after pictures on the front and on the back, you know, a little story, because, you know, I think the best way to engage people is to just be the product, you know?
Nice. Perfect. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story, Arthur. We'll get you details on when our next retreat is and what you need to do to let us know who you're going to be attending with and how that's going to go. So thanks so much. Congratulations. We'll be in touch. If you could hit mute or *6, that'd be fantastic.
Will do. Thank you.
Well, good stuff. Well, Arthur's day just got a little bit better, and everyone on the line has that same opportunity each and every month. You want to do a transformation, you lose 5 pounds, 3 inches. You know, Arthur didn't lose the most weight. He didn't have the best before and after pictures. He didn't have the most inches lost. You know, he just did enough to be successful in his own way. And then when you hear the deeper story, you know, it's amazing how many times these transformation winners have, you know, other things that have happened since they've done the transformation. So it's really exciting to hear, and glad he communicated that so well. So let's talk about you and your business and your life, and let's talk about 2014 here over the next 10 minutes and get you organized and get you focused. And I began my Diamond Club training with the diamonds with a little picture and a little statement that said, "You are here." And if you've ever been to a shopping mall or lots of other places, airline terminal or airport or train station, you know, you see those maps that say, "You are here." And I think it's really important at this time of year to take a look at where you are, to take a look at where you are in your health and what you want for next year, to take a look at where you are with your family and your relationships and what you want for next year, take a look at where you are financially and with your business and what you want. So this is a great time to assess, you know, from a business perspective. If you've ever read the author Michael Gerber, he wrote a great book called The E-Myth and many follow-up books around the concept of the E-Myth or the entrepreneur's myth. He talked about working on your business as well as in your business, working on your business as well as in your business. And this is the perfect time of year to work on your business, and that's what we're doing as a company. You know, we're making these last final upgrades and modifications to our member kit, to our transformation cleanse, to our gift card marketing system. So we're getting everything all lined up so that when we put our collective boats in the river, everything's going to be solid and work fast and go fast. And you need to do the same thing. You need to make sure that you know how you're promoting and what you're doing, and take a look at and organize and analyze how you got to where you are and where you want to go. There's a great saying called speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. And so you need to decide how fast you're going, and you need to decide where you're going. And once you get clear on that, then people will follow you. But if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know how you're going to get there, if you're not going any place in particular that looks fun, sounds fun, if you're not moving fast and sharing those stories, then you know what? People aren't going to follow you. I mean, why follow somebody that's, you know, just kind of got one toe in the water? No matter how fast the river is that the company is, they want to be working with, they want to be following behind somebody who's jumping in and really trying to accomplish something. So you needed to analyze your business assets, starting with your contacts and your influence. So it's a great time to go back and remake your list, to go back to the Fast Start training and to create a game plan. You know, who are your top customer prospects? Who are your top distributor prospects? Who are the people you want to work with, people that you know well, that'll do a transformation cleanse with you? You know, nothing more, nothing less. You know, who are the people that you can pick up the phone and ask them what their plan is for 2014? Share your plan for 2014 and see if they match up, or see if what we have here at Purium can help them as a vehicle to get to where they want to go. So, you know, look at your contacts and your influence. You also want to look at your time and your efforts, to take a look, an honest look, if you've been in the business a little while, or even if you haven't, even if you're new to the business, but look at what you did here over the last year and say, hey, where did I spend my time? Where were the things that I did that were productive? And how much effort did I put in on certain types of activities? And how much effort did I put in with certain types of people? And was that the best use of my time? And who were the people that helped me to succeed? And how can I go out and help them more, and also find more people who look like them and work like them and act like them? So one of the things that's great about this business is there are lots and lots and lots of prospects. You've got no territories. We're open in the United States, Canada, and even in Europe. And that, you know, if you think that doctors are going to be the key to your business, then focus on doctors. If you think that personal trainers are going to be the key to your business, focus on personal trainers. If you think stay-at-home moms are going to be the key to your business, focus on that. If you think that people from your church are going to be the key to your business, so get clear as to where your contacts and influence are, and make sure that your time and efforts are focused on that, and potentially even take a look at the money that you're putting in and how you spend money. You know, Arthur just said, unsolicited, hey, you know, here's what I'm doing. I created some postcards, and they have my photos before and after, and I'm going to be handing those out and sharing those with people. So making sure that your story is as good as it can be, and if it's not, then make sure that as soon as possible you do another transformation more seriously than the last one, and get a story and get your before and after photos and share them on Facebook. I know some folks, Beth from North Carolina told me that she's built a diamond distributorship and she's not made an outbound phone call, that she just started posting and sharing on her Facebook page the before and after photos and what was going on with her transformation, and the phone started ringing off the hook. So make your story the centerpiece of your game plan for next year, and make sure that, you know, you're sharing it in a way that's productive. So those are some assets that you have, and ways to look at your business and your life in a more productive way. I think it's really important that you align your business priorities and your life priorities, and that you make sure that other people that are involved in your life know what your priorities are. Not only from a promotional standpoint, that's certainly helpful when you've got other people you want to do business with and share that, but also if you, you know, have a partner, you know, a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, if you've got a family and kids, you know, let them know what your game plan is, and make sure that they're clear that, you know, you're going to be spending Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday mornings, you're going to do some travel, you're going to do X, Y, Z to be successful in this business. And the goal that you have, your game plan for 2014, when it's all said and done, is, hey, I'm going to be making $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month, and that means that we can have a new car, or we can go on vacations, or I can start to save for retirement or college education, or, you know, we'll have less stress, or we can pay down the bills, or whatever those things are, that you can connect your activities with your results and make that real to yourself first and then be able to share that with other people, that's going to be very productive to align up everything. So when your life and your business and your morals and your integrity and your beliefs are all in alignment, then amazing, amazing things can happen. And if they're out of alignment, if you're working on stuff that you shouldn't be working on, if you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, then it's going to be hard to build a business or have a happy life. And so this is the time of year where you organize and analyze and plan and align to make sure that you've got some smart goals, some specific, measurable, agreed-upon goals that are realistic and time-sensitive. That's what SMART means. It's an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, that is right in your Fast Start training guide. So, you know, there's lots of good information about goal setting in your Fast Start training guide, and there's more great information all around the internet and many other places. So I really recommend that you put together some SMART goals, some specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, time sensitive goals as to what kind of money you want to be making, how many people you want in your business, who are the people you want in your business, who are you counting on, what kind of rank you want to achieve. So get clear as to what it is you want to accomplish. One of the things we did to wrap up our Diamond Club meeting was I had the Diamonds create their SMART goals for the end of January. So I asked them to put down on paper how much money they want to be making, how many people they want in their business, who they're counting on, what kind of rank they want to be at, what kind of business volume or group volume they'll have. And then I also asked them, what are the three keys, the three things that they're going to focus on to make that realistic? Because if you just, you know, dream about having something happen, but don't put in place a specific action plan, a how-to, to make it happen, if you don't prioritize and set your time and focus on what you want to make happen, then it's not going to happen. And so they put down what they wanted to happen and how they thought it would happen. They addressed the envelopes, they wrote it, and now I have those envelopes. And on February 1st, I'm going to send them out to them. And they're going to get a letter that says, congratulations, you did it. And it's going to show what they did and match up what they thought they were going to do with what they really did, and they can take a look face to face with what they said they were going to do and what activities they were going to focus on, and they can look back and say, yes, I did it, congratulations, or no, I didn't. Yes, I focused on those activities, or no, I didn't. And so, you know, oftentimes people write down those goals and then they just, you know, put that notebook away and it never comes back out. So, you know, that's a really important thing about goal setting and making your resolutions real, is to not only put them on paper and create them, but to refer back to them and make sure that you're making the adjustments. Another thing in the Fast Start training, we talk about plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. You make a plan, you do it, you measure whether it worked or it didn't and whether you stuck to it or not, and then you make adjustments. And so, you know, that's the way that you work your life. That's the way that you work your business. That's what I do. I took a Franklin Planner seminar back in 1990, and my Franklin Planner is by my side almost as much as my cell phone and has been for 23 years. And every month I create my goals. Every year I create my goals. So this is my, you know, goal-setting time right now, and it should be your goal-setting time right now. For some reason, mentally, it's just easier to start a new plan, to start a new program, to create a new focus, you know, when the year is ending and we're turning the page on the next year. And I can tell you, you know, our goals are huge. We will be successful as a company. There's no question. The river's going to be roaring in 2014. You're getting in at exactly the right time. And if you've been in for a while, that's even better because you got other people in the river with you. And we just got to get all the boats pointed the same way and start paddling like crazy. And some will and some won't. And I hope that you're one that will. So I hope you got some good ideas out of this call tonight. You got a Meet the Owners call tomorrow night, and then a big call on Thursday night. And if you are a leader and you've got a downline organization, make sure everybody's on the call on Thursday night so we can go through all the upgrades. It's going to be a little longer call, but it's going to be a really important call. Make sure you got your notepads out or your laptops and iPads out. And get on early if you can. I'll be on 10 minutes before the call. We'll make sure that the support call wraps up early on Thursday night so you can hear all the details and everyone can get on the line. So big stuff happening from the company standpoint. We're here to support you and make you successful. But ultimately, we can only create the environment and the vehicle. You are the only one that can make yourself successful. So I hope that's what your game plan is for 2014, and you're already starting to create it and already starting to get into action by sharing with people that they need to be doing this New Year's cleanse with you. So great to meet all the diamonds face-to-face. Again, thanks so much for turning out, and it was really fun and productive. And thanks so much to all of you on the line here tonight for being on the call. And Arthur, congratulations. And looking forward to hearing more about your success with your transformation and your retreat. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line, and we will catch you tomorrow night, same time, same number, Meet the Owners call. Good night.